Well, you know that it's going to be all right. I think it's gonna be all right. Everything will always be all right when we go shopping. Well, you know that it's going to be all right when we go shopping. It's always the shopping things we begin.
Shop Girls, this is Harmony Kaplan without Allison, but I have my favorite shop boy with me. Grant Whitaker is here today. How are you?
I'm good.
Well,
you know,
I'm happy to see you.
Well, and I'm always happy to talk shop. You know that.
I do know that. That's why I always call you when she, you know, flakes out on me.
So. Most people don't have that black belt in shopping like I do.
No, you're right. You're right. What have you been shopping for this week?
You know, it's been a couple of really busy weeks. I've had a lot of fashion shows.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of like store experiences, a lot of brick and mortar support. So I know everything that's probably in every store, truthfully,
really?
Locally. It's been great.
What's exciting you that you're seeing?
You know, one of the things that always excites me is I love when people do really beautiful winter coats and plaids that are new colors.
Oh, yeah.
Like things that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
I just walked out of a store with a Scotch and Soda coat from Serge and Jane.
This blouse is Scotch and Soda.
Well, there you go.
I love Scotch and Soda.
And it's kind of like a pale pink and black and cobalt blue.
Ooh.
And it's all plaid and it's double-breasted. Serge and Jane in Edina.
Is it? Oh, that's close. Is it affordable?
It's very affordable,
really?
Actually. Yeah, it was literally in the $200 price point for a wool coat.
Do they have more? Can
they
I
do.
Go over right after the show?
Oh my God, it's
stunning.
You know,
if people don't know about Serge and Jane, I think it's a great, it's relatively new. It opened wasn't right before the pandemic?
It was right before COVID. And the owners of that store have, you know, Target history, all of that stuff. Just, it's a really great experience because it's three floors and then they have a rooftop.
They've added more as it's gone on.
So kids, and they've got women's, men's, gifts, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, okay. So if I go in and I say, where's the coat that Grant got?
Yeah. I wore it yesterday as a test run.
Yeah.
And I got stopped by, like, you know, a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like a coat whore anyways.
Oh,
I
have, my God.
I have thousands of coats. I literally have thousands of coats.
Well,
it's my thing.
When you live in Minnesota, that's not a bad thing because we certainly spend a lot of time wearing coats.
Well, I put them in storage and then recycle them and, you know.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
Well, I think that's good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you've been busy.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you.
You have a beautiful, your lipstick looks great today. It looks stunning.
Do you like it? It's MAC Tropical, I think, or Tropic
Punch. Oh, look at
Punch
you.
Or something.
It's very Tiana Taylor of you.
Oh, is that what I am? Okay. Good to know. So there's been a lot of stuff going on in the Twin Cities, too, and things that have been announced and things that are coming up. One of the things that I think it's exciting, is there anyone in the world who doesn't like Legos?
No, I can't imagine. I loved Legos.
Yeah, I mean, as kids, my children play. I still have all the boxes, and now my grandchildren play with them.
Right.
But I've always felt like my husband, I was never really good at it, but my husband is. And he, I think, had as much fun playing with them, with the kids, as they did. And leave it to Target. You know, they do collaborations with lots of people, and they've come up with a really great one this time. Target and Legos have teamed up. They're doing a limited edition collection of not just Legos, but clothing, home goods, toys, and more, all, you know, with them. So it's the Lego. I never remember it when there's a, you know, it's the Lego collection times Target, or, you know, how they put that X in the middle.
I think it just means inclusive, Target, exactly.
All right, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've got almost 300 items. This will begin, so you can mark your calendars. They will have them available in December, both in the stores and also on Target.com. And the prices range anywhere from $1.50 to $120. So, I mean, none of it is, you know, I mean, I don't imagine it's, you know, a little cup for $120, but you probably could get
maybe
a jacket.
No.
So anyway, everything is in, you know, the colorful bricks that they use, and the clothing obviously is inspired by that. They got sweatshirts, puffer jackets, tumblers. They've even got pet collars and leashes. You can get those for your dogs.
Yeah, well, I was loving that puffer coat actually that was featured with like the blue and the yellow and the red.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really a great design.
I think so too. And they said that they want to give consumers a chance to curate and create looks
right.
as unique as their families through their collections, just as they would with Lego bricks. So I think, you know, that this is going to be something that's great. They made it very size inclusive, from extra, extra small to 4X in women's, and small to 5 extra long tall in men's apparel. So they are there for everyone.
Well, I'm loving that they're really concentrating on their collaborations again. It seems like there's a lot of fun stuff that's come out. I mean, they just released another collection that we had talked about before just very recently. So, I mean, it's fun that it just is so different, especially, I mean, they've had a really good year
yes,
over COVID.
Yes, they have.
So, I mean, it's nice that they're kind of taking that back into fun elements for people.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I mean, you know, what could be better at Christmas time than
well,
that?
Well, and kids love Legos. We all love Legos, like yeah. you said. It's a fun thing.
So that's something to look forward to in December. You can get those. So you can put that on your calendar. Then another announcement that was made that isn't as much fun, but it's good for the area. Woodbury is getting an Amazon facility. Amazon loves it here.
Well, but you know, it's providing such great like jobs for people. I mean, that's what they
yes.
talk about in this article.
Yes.
It's building a community, more or less.
Absolutely. They said it'll create like 500 jobs.
Exactly.
This is going to be their latest facility. They've just announced it. It's in Woodbury. It's going to be a 517,000 square foot distribution building. What the city planner of Woodbury says, it's our understanding that the tenant is Amazon.
Our
understanding, yes.
But then where does Project Bell come from? Did you read about that? They've titled it Project Bell. I couldn't quite understand that. I have no idea.
Maybe it's the workman's wife's name. I don't know. That's a very good question.
It's very like incognito.
Yeah. Yeah, but Amazon really, in the last 5 years, they have added a lot in Minnesota. They started with a 900,000 square foot fulfillment center in Shakopee in 2016.
Yeah,
we remember that. And they've built two other fulfillment centers, delivery stations, a tech hub, one Prime Now hub, one Amazon 4-star store, and 7 Whole Foods markets. Do you think that means we can get a shot to go up to space with Jeff Bezos?
Well, it sounds like they've got 140 trucks going in and out of there on a daily basis.
Yeah.
If not, I'm sure you could get a truck ride.
Oh, do you think we could at least do that?
Yeah, maybe. We'll wave or pretend it's space.
That would be good. But anyway, you know, I mean, it brings jobs, and that's a good thing. So, yeah. I mean, you know, that's real progress. Another local company that's, you know, making Black Friday kind of unimportant, so to speak, because the deals, I mean, they aren't the only ones, but the deals are really coming early this year. And Best Buy is one of them. In fact, Corey Berry, the CEO, was on
the Today Show.
Yes,
I saw
with Stephanie Ruhle. I like Stephanie Ruhle a lot.
Yeah, me
you?
Too. Yeah.
Okay. That's just a sidebar. But anyway, they are starting to run some of their Black Friday deals a month early. This coming Tuesday, October 19th, they will start some of their holiday discounts. And they didn't give all of the products and prices, but they did give a few sneak peeks.
Like a good 5.
Yeah, a Samsung 70-inch 4K smart TV for $599, which is $150 off. Do you think this is really right? They said Beats Studio 3 headphones for $169, and they said that's $180 off.
Are they that expensive? They are. They're
Ooh.
Pricey.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
But, you know, they also have just great reviews. I mean, they last you. I mean, so it's an investment piece.
Yeah.
If you love your earphones.
Yeah. I don't love my earphones. Well, Do you use AirPods or something?
I do.
Do you?
Well, especially for Zoom calls and calls, it just makes clarity so much easier.
Yeah, I guess
Plus,
I
can walk away and go to the toilet if I need to.
Oh,
you know, all those things you can hide, you know.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
But it is. It just makes sound clarity, I think, so much easier when you're doing things like that.
Okay. Well, anyway, they've got Chromebooks for as low as $99. And obviously, there's going to be a lot more. And what they are doing, they said their plans are to kick off their Black Friday sales on November 19th, which is a week early.
Well, and they're just on the Today Show this week. I mean, Corey was so great and
yes.
talking about like the needs and being supplied and ready to go. And, you know, that was nice.
Yes. Yeah. And they're going to do the same thing. I think Target announced this too, where they're going to meet the price if there's, if somebody finds something during their deals that are offered from the 19th to the 22nd of October. And if people find it lower between then and Black Friday, they'll get a refund.
Well, maybe that's what you need to do with your tech report. Do like a steals and deals for tech.
Oh, do you think?
Well, you're so savvy at it, and there's these great deals.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna work
on
that.
Your Black Friday special. The secret.
Hi, everyone.
The secret tech.
Okay, I'm gonna work on that. Before we take a break, I do want to say, so that everybody stays tuned, at 11:30 we have a guest. Mitch Berthume is going to be here in person.
Love it.
And because she's going to talk all about the Dayton Project and what's finally going to happen there. So make sure you stay tuned. But we will be back with more Shop Girls right after this. Welcome back to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. This is Harmony Kaplan along with Grant Whitaker. And I wanted to mention, Grant, before we go on to other stuff, the Face Foundry is opening in Wayzata. If anyone is familiar with the one in Galleria.
Yes.
And I think there's another one.
There's
Maple Grove.
There's one on Grand as well.
On Grand.
Yes. Oh,
okay. They're opening one in Wayzata, October 22nd at 643 Lake Street East. The ribbon cutting will be at 9:30 in the morning with the open house following that. And it's a great place to, you know, for somebody that doesn't want to spend a day getting a facial. They do things more quickly but well done.
Right.
And it's
very well done, actually.
Yeah. And it's, you know, will be a great addition to Wayzata. So, you know, speaking of getting a facial, that's something that you might do before a wedding.
Of course.
Right? See, did you like my segue?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you like
Thank
a
you.
Good facial?
I do. I can't say I've had one since the pandemic, but I do. I think that's a... Have you?
I love a good spa treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
who doesn't?
And people do talk about my skin, so, you know.
Okay.
It's one of those things you have to keep up.
Well, this is radio, but trust me, folks, the skin looks lovely.
It's glowing. Thank you.
It's glowing. He is glowing. One day we'll do a show about all of your skincare products.
It's a lot. Yeah.
I don't have time to do that. I just, you know, I have to tell you the truth. I have, you know, I never, before the pandemic, I never left the house without makeup on. When I say makeup, I've never used foundation in my life, but you know, I certainly, you know, I'm used concealer and blush and all, but I would always make sure that I had eye makeup on.
Yes.
And I do think obviously I look better when I do, but then of course during the pandemic, there was no reason to put anything on. And now I find I get lazy, and I find, even for you, I only put my eyebrows on today, even though I love you. And I know you're judging
me.
And
just a little lipstick, right?
Well, I did that, but I didn't put mascara or.
But it looks good.
Really?
I think the eyebrows are like the center to everybody's universe.
Okay, it's
face.
The center. Forget your family. Your eyebrows are the center of your universe.
It's true,
absolutely,
though.
Yes. But anyway, I used to feel that even if I was just going out to the grocery store, that I had to put all the eye makeup on.
Yeah.
And this week I had to put the whole thing on.
The whole thing.
3 days and 2 days in a row. And
because you were on TV.
I was.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's different. It's
it
not as forgiving
different.
As radio. And so I just realized I can't do it every day. And so I apologize for not looking my best. I always feel you judge me.
I do.
And
relentlessly,
so
you know me. I'm so evil.
Me. Okay. But anyway, we digress. All right, let's get back to bridesmaids.
Yes.
Because there was an interesting article in The Insider about a bridesmaid who altered her bridesmaid's dress. She had gotten this green long sleeve gown, and she changed it into a short sleeve tea length with a cinched waist.
Yes.
And the bride was fine with it.
Totally.
And truthfully, I thought it looked a whole lot better. Than the original dress.
Yeah, it fit her better for
yes,
sure.
Yes, it did. But anyway, so when she did this, though, and posted it to her followers on Instagram and TikTok and all of that, she had 1.9 million views, and everybody was watching her make this and all. But then all of these people started to complain.
Yeah.
And say, how could you do that? and said, you know, this is something you shouldn't do. It's up to the bride what she wants and all of that. And they were extremely judgy about the whole thing. 1,000 comments, some who did love it and some who just said they thought it was frumpy and said, you're making the wedding more about you than about the bride. And the bride actually wrote that she said she had told their brides, her bridesmaids, to pick out their own dresses in green.
Right.
And she said, I love what she did to the dress.
I did too, actually.
So, I mean, what is your feeling? Do you think that she did anything wrong or was trying to make it about herself?
Well, here are two parts. The dress looked fine before. It was just a very different cut. I think what she decided to do was make the dress more her.
Right.
Which is what we do on a daily basis.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to put this with this because it feels better for me or it's more comfortable. And true, she made it more comfortable. She made it more flattering. And if I were the bride, I would have been like, thank you for trying to show up for your looking your best.
Yeah.
You came as your best self.
Well, and obviously the bride did feel that way. It's just all of the snarky people on Instagram or TikTok that decided to judge.
There are, everyone has an opinion, as we know.
Yep.
And then there's also people who have too much time.
Yes.
So they're going to hate.
Right.
You know.
But, you know, I think that bridesmaids' dresses and, you know, maybe, you know, at 12 o'clock we take questions. And if you have a comment on this or a question, you know, feel free to call then. I think that things have changed so much. I mean, way back, the bride picked out the bridesmaids' dresses. That was the dress.
Exactly.
Ugly as it may be, that was the dress. But things have changed so much. So many bridesmaids now are given a color.
Right.
And say, go pick out whatever dress you like in this color, or I want it long or short. But, you know, they're given more freedom. And in a way, I think it makes so much more sense because bridesmaids' dresses aren't cheap.
They're not cheap. And you make the investment and you're a part of somebody's wedding. I think it's such a notion. I have had so many friends and so many women that I know complain about dresses over the years.
Yeah.
Like, how could she pick this? It doesn't fit me. It doesn't look good on my arms. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Is there something that I could do? So, I mean, I think it's such a notion to say to someone, I want you to really show up as your best because it's important for me.
Right.
And I have a really good friend who has a New Year's Eve wedding, actually.
Oh.
And she and I were consulting a little bit and she picked 3 different tones of kind of like blushy bronze,
mm-hmm.
and said to them, you guys decide what you want. What's your cut? She just gave them the fabrics.
Yeah.
And that's kind of wonderful because she's having them made for each person around their body type.
Well, it makes sense because, you know, everybody is not, you know, 5'9" and 120 pounds.
Exactly.
And what looks good on one person does not on another. And so I think if you're in the family of colors or style or fabric that you want, I just think it makes sense. I would not like to see somebody say, okay, get what you want and not have it be the color or anything that has to do with
the Have you ever seen the movie Troop Beverly Hills?
No, I don't think I have.
Shelley Long plays a troop leader and has to wear the most god-awful uniform. And so decides to have it made into a collection of fabulous pieces.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a nice notion. Do what's great for you.
Yep. I think so, too. And, you know, it brought to mind another thing. You know, so many things have changed. We don't have a lot of time to talk about it. But some of the things that are different at weddings now is their brides are not throwing the garter or the bouquet and that. They don't want to make people feel uncomfortable or less than, you know, if they're not married. There aren't the lines, the congratulatory lines.
Exactly.
People just, the bride and groom kind of mingle around the tables.
Yeah.
And talk to people instead. There are just a lot of things that have been changing and I think loosening up that I think are kind of nice instead of all the
Well, one of the notions was also like, do I see my bride or groom before the wedding?
Right. And that sort of is, you know, you got to take pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we got to go, but we're coming back with Mitch Berthume and talk about the Dayton's Project, so don't go away. Welcome back to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. This is Harmony Kaplan along with Grant Whitaker. I'm out of breath because I couldn't get up on my chair. It kept rolling away.
I know. It's that slim figure of yours.
Yeah. But thank goodness our guest was here to help me. We are excited to have Mitch Berthume with us. Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Harmony. Hi, Grant.
So often, get a little closer to the mic so they can hear you really well. Okay. We hear from Mitch all the time. She calls in to let us know which market she's going to and all. But we wanted her to come in today. It's so exciting to be able to have a guest in the studio.
It is nice to have a guest.
And
especially somebody we know.
Yes. And we want to talk about the exciting news. We all have known about the Dayton Project. And, you know, there's been one thing after another that has postponed things and all. We finally have a real date.
We do.
For the opening of the Departments at Dayton's, which I just love the name.
I am so glad.
And you are curating this whole thing.
I am.
So tell us everything you know.
It's just been so overwhelming, so fun and exciting. They actually tapped me, well, it'll be almost 2 years in January.
Is it that long?
It is.
Oof, wow.
And then in February, COVID was announced.
Yeah.
We were supposed to open that May.
Yeah.
And so we are finally, after, what, 22 months of me being on this project and having the honor of being able to curate this project, we finally have a grand opening date for November 18th. A real live date.
Just like about a month from now.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, and I know you're going to talk about the vendors, the outlook. You're so good at doing this. But having seen this space, it's also just the perfect backdrop for people, isn't it?
It's so glamorous and so, even though it's so glamorous, Dayton's, the way that they, they hung the Waterford chandeliers that once adorned glamorous department store.
Yep.
And yet there's blemishes on the floor because they kept every inch of what they could when they renovated the building.
Absolutely.
Like the fourth floor bathroom, the women's Art Deco bathroom.
Exactly. Oh, it's identical to when we remember going up to the Oval Room and going in that ladies' room and just feeling as sophisticated and chic as possible after making your purchase in the Oval Room.
Yes, exactly.
So, yes, we're bringing all of that back and in a different way, which I think is really important that we are opening with our greatest local brands. Yeah. And that's the reason it's called the Departments at Dayton's.
Well, it's so perfect.
Isn't it though?
Know, yes. Who came up with the name?
Each brand, we worked with a branding agency.
Oh, yeah.
But each local brand is a department inside of Dayton's.
How important was it to make sure that those brands were all local?
Anything that I do, I want it to be local. That doesn't mean, I actually had brands from Wisconsin and Illinois and other, I have a woman, we have a lot of women owners, who are in the shops, but you know, so many of them grew up and would come and walk through and get tears in their eyes saying, I worked in this department or I worked in that department. Yeah. So there's such nostalgia.
Oh, absolutely.
And even the millennials, I remember coming shopping for my first Holy Communion shoes here. I mean, there's always a memory.
Allie was 5 when she did her first fashion show with me at Dayton's. Aww. Because I was.
Well, you have photos of that I have seen that are just.
We did a fashion show together. Yeah. The other day, I have to say, I haven't been in there at all, and I still have not, except we were at the U.S. Bank building, my husband and I, and we walked over to see if we could see anything on the second floor. So we were walking and he said, this is where Polo was, and this, you know, which I never can quite figure out. But there were windows that were wonderful. There was a window that Joy Tyken from Joy Noel had done with these two dresses with Dayton fabric that it said Dayton's all over, and it was a long gown and all. Yep. I mean, and just even seeing that little bit, and they had shopping bags, some of the old shopping bags in a window. And I just think it's going to be a major, exciting project for everybody to come see. Can you give us any idea of any of the vendors? I know there are things that are still top secret.
There are. But, you know, as I used to say to my two little daughters when they were little, isn't anticipation a wonderful thing?
Yes.
So there's a lot of things that we're kind of staging this for that grand anticipation of everything that we are going to be doing through the grand opening week. We made our first announcement this week, as you both know.
Right.
And we did announce the first set of brands.
Okay, so give us a hint.
Okay, so first of all, we have, as I refer to as the GOAT, Larissa Loden.
Yeah, we had her on the other, a couple weeks ago.
I know
she's
you
great.
Did. She is amazing. Larissa is, for those who don't know, a local jeweler, and she is probably the biggest wholesale local brand that we have in Minnesota.
She's all over. I mean, she's local, but she's everywhere.
Exactly.
She is everywhere.
She is in every beautiful boutique, whether I'm traveling to New York and for inspiration and I go in a boutique, there's Larissa. Yeah. And so she is in it. And besides her jewelry, what I love about Larissa is she always stays with her roots. I mean, the minute I called her, and you guys know, I don't send applications.
Yeah.
I go to every church bazaar basement. Yes. I go to Owatonna. I go wherever and meet the brand because this is a collaborative setting. You are in a communal environment.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's not just about the beautiful brands. It's about the personality that's going to be there with 35 other brands.
Exactly.
Well, you've created more than just a department. It's like a co-op at its best.
It is. It is.
Okay, so who else besides her?
From Larissa Loden, we have Pig's Eye Pottery, which is a pottery studio and gallery on West 7th Street in St. Paul.
Okay.
Jason is the owner. He is bringing in pottery wheels and will do pottery classes for people during lunch.
Oh, just like amazing. In Ghost?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yes, okay.
Get it, Debbie.
So this is also going to be an interactive experience. Yeah. I have Zelba and Mary, and Carol, the owner, is a former fashion designer who has created these linen animals where she also makes the clothes for these. So it's almost like American Girl doll in unisex, and these products are absolutely out of a Bergdorf Goodman catalog or a Dayton's catalog from the past. And she is bringing all of her sewing equipment and will be making these right at Dayton's.
Oh, so you can watch her make.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, and perfect for holiday gifts.
Right?
Yes. 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 Yes.
So, and then we have Kobe & Co., which is a beautiful new candle brand. Grant is very good friends with Tasha, the mother. Kobe's the daughter. She graduated from De La Salle High School last year, wanted to go to college, created this collection of candles and bath and body wear. And with the candles, she has done so well that now she's offering scholarships to young black women
for
college.
So she's offering. Yes. Oh, that's fabulous.
And they're doing a candle bar where you can embellish the outside of the candle as a gift for Christmas for the teacher, hostess gift.
It's stunning.
Oh,
it's so amazing.
I want to go now.
Yes. So it's really fun. Then we have Karen Morris, who is the internationally famous milliner who is in St. Paul, or in Minneapolis, actually.
And the kindest soul.
Oh, she's just absolutely lovely. We have Gifty Wrap.
What is that?
That is packaged
gift wrap.
Yes, it's gift wrap.
I'm clever that way.
It's gift bags. She does courier wrapping. She'll come to you. She'll pick up your gifts. She'll bring them back. She'll decorate for your wedding. She does beautiful balloons.
Will she be able to gift wrap right there?
She's going to try to do it on weekends.
Okay.
But her packaging that she sells is absolutely beautiful. Okay. And there's many, many, this market is the most diverse market I've ever created.
When will we know the whole group that's going to be there?
We're going to be sending out another announcement the week after next.
Okay.
And then I think one more after that, and then everybody will know.
And is this going to be a permanent market? Is it there for just a short time? What is the situation?
We open November 18th. The first set of 35 brands will have the first right of refusal. If they're doing well and want to stay, I'll rotate and we'll get a new crop of brands in.
So it's going to continue?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
40,000 square feet?
Yes.
Wow.
We have the whole J.B. Hudson space.
Are there any diamonds left over there?
Well, there's some diamonds and brands that are in there.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. I set you up perfectly, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
They're just waiting for you to come and sparkle.
Yes.
It's exciting. I mean, it really is. I think we've been waiting for this for so long. And to know, I'm sure you.
Well, I was like a kid when they called, like out of college in an entry level position. Right. They're like, would you consider? And I was like, oh my God.
Are you
gosh,
kidding? Yes. But I mean, to finally have it be happening is really, really exciting. Meanwhile, because we don't have a ton of time, I want to get in. You're also doing a market at Malcolm Yard.
Yes.
When is that?
Yes. And I am so excited. For people who don't know, Malcolm Yards is a new, brand new food hall. It is absolutely, I went on the grand opening night, and you know, again, it's kind of like the brands I was talking about in Dayton's. you want to get to know the people. Everybody was standing everywhere greeting you. And yeah. right away, I was just brought into this environment because yeah. they were so gracious and so excited to be open. So I went to the smokeout with your daughter, Allie, and ran into Molly Herman, who I hadn't seen since I did the Super Bowl pop-up. Yes. And so she asked me if I would work on a fabulous weekend market at Malcolm Yards in December, date to be announced.
Oh, okay.
But we'll have multiple, I'll be reaching out to multiple brands. It's just a fabulous, beautiful food hall.
I haven't gotten there yet. I have to go there.
Well, we'll go together because I like going in there at least once a week.
Yes, you took me to Keg and Case.
I did take you to Keg and Case.
Yes, she teaches me about all these things.
I know, I love that.
I need her to hold my hand and show me where I'm supposed to go.
You're going to be holding my hand through Dayton's because you're the icon.
Oh, that I can do.
I know you can.
That I can do, yes. And so, all right, so you've got that coming up too. And are there other projects you're working on too?
Yeah, well, I can't talk about those, but there's other Christmas. Christmas market.
A lot of secrets.
007 of the markets over here.
Okay, yes.
Well, our locals are so important to us.
All right, well, tell us about a few of those. We have a couple minutes. We have about a minute, actually.
Okay, so the European Christmas market is back again at Union Depot this year.
Okay.
I mean, so much was gone last year, right, with COVID. And so everybody was kind of careful, and we're still being kind of careful this year because we don't want to...
No, we still have to be careful.
Yes, we do.
It's not done, unfortunately.
Respectful to everybody. So the European Christmas Market opens Black Friday, and it goes through December 19th. Then there's the Gift and Art Expo at the Convention Center. It's a one-day event, two-day event, November 5th through 7th.
Okay, that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Glow at the State Fair opens November 18th. That's an outdoor light. They had it last year. You could drive through.
Right. Yes.
This year you can walk through.
Okay.
I didn't get there last year. Yeah. It's supposed to be amazing.
I know, I know people who did go and said it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Madeline Nachbar will be posting on Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. I'm going to give her a list of all the holiday markets that I know of.
Okay.
So keep looking at that.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yes.
Well, I am so happy that you were able to come in and that you filled us in on what's going on. We all are going to look forward to the departments at Dayton's.
Absolutely.
November 18th is the big day. I'm going to get a Dayton sweatshirt so I can wear it when I come.
Yes, like my vest.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mitch has a vest on that has
and your
Dayton's
red lipstick
right
this time, right?
Yeah. Go shop local at Dayton's department store.
Thank you a million. We will be back with more Shop Girls and Whose Look Is It Anyway right after this. Welcome back to Shop Girls. Who am I? I'm Harmony Kaplan. I had to think for a minute. I am Harmony Kaplan here with Grant Whitaker.
Did you need me to say my name? I'm Grant Whitaker.
I did say it. I remembered your name, so that counts for something. This is the time in the show when we look at a look and we say, maybe I could wear it, maybe you could wear it. But on the other hand, whose look is it anyway?
Can't believe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the Shop Girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
Okay, let's start. I feel like we have been talking about this kind of look for the last number of weeks. But I don't know. First of all, it's the person wearing it. And also, it just astounds me that this is...
A look. Okay.
It's Tracee Ellis Ross in her no pants look.
Yes.
I don't know if everybody's hot or they just are forgetful. You know, they got the blazer on, the shoes, and they run out of the house and they say, oh, I forgot the pants.
Right.
And it's too late.
Mm.
But her look was a little different than some of the others have been because along with her blazer and stiletto boots, she had on, they call them in style, a semi-sheer black tight with polka dot pattern.
Yes.
Arranged in a Harlequin-esque diamond pattern.
Oh.
So these are just not your run-of-the-mill
tights.
Little Target tights. No, not at all.
They're probably Wolford.
Okay. So the question is, I mean, even seeing the pictures of her, I don't get it. And, you know, it's bad enough if they have shorts on that you can't see. But with this, I mean, I know what pantyhose are like.
Right.
I mean, does she really not have anything on except these hose?
No, I'm sure she doesn't.
You don't think
Do you want me to answer the question about the undergarments first?
Okay, whatever you want to answer, you can answer.
Well, because I deal with styling and shows and all that stuff and lots of models.
You know the secrets.
Well, typically most women wear a thong underneath a good pair of pantyhose or tights, especially if they're sheer quality.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. It gives your derriere a little bit more room to breathe as well because it keeps the tights up. Because if you've got fabric on fabric, they're going to slip down.
Oh, right.
So I'm sure she did. She's in a blazer. Yeah. I don't think this is a bad look. I mean, when you think about this.
Why, Grant? Tell me why is it a good look if to you're wear a woman jacket who and no
likes,
pants?
If you're a woman who likes your legs, why not be Tina Turner?
Why not have that aspect? Sure.
But, you know, I think it's actually it can be a very flattering thing. There are a lot of companies who have made money out of this kind of blazer dress look. Retrofit is a company that does these blazer dresses all the time, and they show them this way.
All right, I have a question for you.
But the thing was, what we didn't know is how long the jacket was because she was seated in the photo.
Right.
I'm sure it's a little mini dress-like.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you're not showing the hoo-ha.
Here's a question for you, though. And I'm not talking about models now. Yeah. I'm talking about me or the real world. Okay.
Right.
Do you see a lot of women out there wearing jackets and no pants? Or do you think that that's something that we're going to see or we should see?
I recently, because when we talk about events, I was recently at Avant Garde and I saw two women in kind of coat-esque blazer dresses with tights and great shoes.
Okay. Young?
The one was probably, I would say, in her later 30s, which a great that's set young. Of legs.
Yeah.
The other one was younger.
Okay. I mean, it's a young look, I think. Or a model look, or a movie star look.
Or if you want to do a little cabaret.
Oh, well, I didn't think about that. Okay. All right.
But it can be flattering.
I'm going to say, in my opinion, it's a no.
I would say a yes.
Okay. Let's talk about butt covers, okay?
Oh, God.
Because this is apparently in all of the spring shows.
It's hideous.
This has been a major look. Where they have had a dress, and it may be short. I'm looking at one from a show. I'm not sure which show this was. But it's a yellow, it looks like a suit.
It's Chanel.
Is it Chanel?
Yes.
Okay. But along with the short skirt, there is an extra flap.
Correct.
That's a little longer.
Right.
That hangs down in back.
Yep.
And they were showing a lot of these. And I read Amal Clooney was wearing a dress the other day. Some of them are not just the short flap like that. Some are hanging long, you know, but coming out from your rear and going down. What do you think of that?
Well, here's the thing. There's two parts to this. Do I like it? It's like a tails coat on a skirt, more or less.
Yeah.
I don't like the look of it. Some women really like it because they're a little insecure about their derriere.
Oh.
And that is if you read this article and then you go out to different looks, a lot of this was created because people just were not liking their back end so much. And that's the truth.
But that adds more fabric to your back end.
And so it makes you look a little fuller in some cases.
Oh, and you want to do that?
I think in some cases women feel like the women who were liking this, you can go and Google this, are women who tend to be a little flatter on the backside.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to say a no. I think it just looks like extra fabric for nothing.
Embrace the fashion. Yeah. Don't embrace the tail.
Say that again?
Don't embrace the tail.
Okay. Yeah. All right. One quick one. Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
And they said, she's bringing back a pant they didn't expect to come back. And it is a sort of a skinny pant that then flares out.
Yes.
Not a bell bottom, but a flare.
Yes. At the bottom.
Right.
I love it.
I did too.
Love it.
But do you think it's for a tall person?
It is for a taller person for sure. It definitely is because you're not going to find it in a petite. It's not going to be proportionate for most people. This is something that if you really want to accent a tall shoe, it's the perfect pant.
Yeah. I mean, I think on her, it really looked good. I mean, she was in a black blouse and pants. So it was just
they
all
should
monochrome.
Call it the stiletto pant.
Oh, yes.
Because it really is.
I'm going to call Vicky. I know her very well.
You
so
do
I,
it.
I'm going to call Vicky and tell her.
I love a stiletto pant, personally.
That's what we're going to call it.
I would
think on her, it looks good. Right person, it's
I have long legs.
A yes. Okay.
I rock a stiletto pant.
Well,
often.
We have a whole other hour coming up on Shop Girls. We'll take your questions. So get ready to call 651-641-1071. We'll be back right after this.